II, the United States and the Soviet Union had set themselves against each other as the two rival global superpowers. Both countries sought to defend themselves against the perceived encroaching sphere of influence and ideologies that the other wielded. The Cold War was a time of fear, subterfuge, and most of all, nuclear proliferation. The power brought forth by the splitting of the atom was no longer limited to the arsenal of the U.S. The two mightiest nations of the time had built nuclear stockpiles capable of destroying the planet 100 times over. Rumors abound at the lengths that the Soviet Union and the U.S. went to try and gain the upper hand. If some sources are to be believed, President Dwight D. Eisenhower even went as far as to enlist the aid of the extraterrestrial variety. It is claimed that, on the night of February 20th, 1954, Eisenhower made a mysterious, unscheduled, late-night trip to Edwards Air Force Base to convene his first, but not his last, meeting with extraterrestrial visitors. Who were these otherworldly beings? What did they offer Eisenhower? Why did Eisenhower turn them down? Join the theorists as they take a hike with Ike on Eisenhower and the ETs.
Theorizing Case File 105. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
I'm Andrew.
Booyah.
Booyah shakalaka.
What is Case File 105? We didn't say what it was.
Yeah, what is it?
I wasn't sure. We hadn't really talked about the title, and I've been...
Eisenhower and Aliens is what I put on the screen, so that's what we got to go with.
Really?
Because I would Ike and the Aliens.
I would have totally.
That's what I titled my notes. Ike and the Aliens. I
thought for sure we'd be talking about fucking something to do with Jurassic Park with the way Braden's dressed. For sure, had to be dinosaur related.
That's Island Braden. I'm gonna get a zoom in here. There's Island Braden. What's up? That's good shit.
It's required. Island wear. They give it to you when you move in.
Nice. Are we done?
Nice straw hat, bud. Nice straw hat.
It is. It is a nice straw hat, actually.
And a nice...
Kind of looks exactly like the hat that Curious George's friend wears.
The man in the yellow. Hat.
Yeah. It's a good look, dude. I like it.
Good shit.
Eyes. Did you make a note on that one? You had a little bit. That's good.
Good. Yeah, good shit. Good. So, what are we talking about? Eisenhower and aliens?
Eisenhower and the aliens. So, basically, secret meeting. Between President Eisenhower and UFOs, maybe some wheeling and extraterrestrial dealing going on. who knows? Who wants to take us through a little bit of the background of why this is a thing and why we're talking about it?
I think Dan's got like a mountain of notes over there.
I've seen him. He doesn't.
It's like a,
so. Hold on. First off,
it's a slight, you know. Divot.
Dan doesn't have that many notes because, as we know, the last 2 weeks, Dan's been working to become Maester Daniel. Congratulations to our friend Dan, the most accredited member of the troop.
The only accredited member of the troop.
Only accredited member of the troop. So congratulations from me to you.
Cheers, brother. Cheers to Dan, Maester Daniel. And before the podcast starts, actually, we got to play a little something.
Present.
A little present for Dan that we all made like a month ago in the studio at one afternoon. Ooh. And it goes, it's a little bit of a journey, but it goes something like this.
Maester Daniel, the learner of knowledge, the keeper of secrets, protector of truth, Maester Daniel.
Oh, here we go.
Knowledge. Secrets, truth, knowledge, secrets. secrets, truth, knowledge, 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 secrets, truth.
Cheers, Dan. Oh, wait.
There is a man. His name is Daniel. He set out on a quest to become a maester. Maester Daniel, learner of knowledge. Maester Daniel, keeper of secrets. Maester Daniel, protector of truth. Maester Daniel! Maester Daniel!
He's not a maester.
Now he is.
Knew no knowledge.
Now he knows.
Kept no secrets.
Now he does.
Trades in truth.
That's no
Cheers, Dan. You're a beauty. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, sorry.
He was once just a knowledge, knowledge, knows no knowledge. And now he has acquired secret secrets, keeps no secrets. To be more than Dan. Liar, liar, pants on fire. He commits to die. Knowledge, knowledge, knows no knowledge. His prime secret secrets keeps the secrets. Now he's more than Dan. Liar, liar, not a liar. He is the Maester Dan. Maester, Maester, he's a Maester. That was his Maester plan. Maester, Maester, his plan is Maester. Maester. To become the Maester Man. Maester, Maester, he's a Maester. Maester Man.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Dan.
Wow.
So that's your official theme song that we will play at every episode.
A lot of blood, wet, sweat, and tears.
That's
that,
amazing,
buddy.
Guys.
Cheers, Dan.
We felt bad that you didn't have a theme song, so.
Unfortunately, I fucked up the live streams. No one's seen it live, but it'll be on the it'll be on the podcast.
I had a good laugh.
Live stream's going now, though. Live stream's going now.
Shit.
That was good shit. That was fun. That was
I kind
fun
of
day.
Forgot. I forgot like how much of that we did.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I thought he was gonna cut it.
Yeah, and I was like,
I didn't
oh
cut
yeah,
shit.
We did this next part too.
I didn't cut anything. I kept it all.
Maester,
in,
Maester,
boys.
He's not a Maester. That was his Maester plan.
Oh, good shit.
So, cheers to Maester Daniel.
Cheers to Maester Daniel.
I know I can refer to myself as learned now.
Learned,
yeah. Used to describe. I'm a learned person.
Well, in that case, my learned friend Dan is going to take us through Eisen, Ike, and the Aliens. Dan, why do we talk about this? Where does this come from?
Well, let me dip into my exhaustive notes on this topic. So the theory goes, the ET theory goes that President Dwight D. Eisenhower, during his terms as president, on February February 20th, 1954, he made a secretive nocturnal trip to an Air Force base, which was near
This is Palm Springs.
Yeah. Right, Palm Springs Ranch, right? The Smoking Tree Ranch. And on that night, he went to go meet a pair of extraterrestrials, which were making a landing at the Air Force base in order to contact humans. And so the theory goes, or there are said to be reports, that these aliens that landed were Nordics, the types of aliens that seemingly resemble people of Norwegian descent. And they also communicate telepathically. And so these aliens came to Earth in order to make a deal with the president of the United States, because of course they would.
Of course, USA first.
Right. This is when America was great.
Yeah.
back in the day.
And their offer was for the president of the United States to disarm all nuclear weapons. In return, they would share their secrets of, knowledge and technology with the United States in order for the betterment of humankind. And of course, President Eisenhower said, get the fuck out.
Beat it, bud.
No deal.
No deal.
Tell them nice. To kick rocks. No deal. No dice. But
he said, I'll shop around.
Yeah. yeah, we'll call you. We'll call you. Don't call us.
Yeah. We'll be in touch.
After this meeting, it is said that President Eisenhower had a second meeting with extraterrestrials sometime either in late 1954 or 1955. Reports do vary. And this one was made, this contact was made with the gray aliens. And their offer was to let them kidnap humans and experiment on humans in order to trade. Actually, I don't think it's really made clear.
The technology. Really, they would give them technology. In exchange for taking so many citizens for non-malicious purposes just to study our DNA or implant us with tracking chips or whatever.
But they had to let them know
who they were taking. Yeah.
How right. fucking shitty was that first deal? Really, like, you're not selling me on the second deal of, like, that's the winner chicken dinner?
Yeah.
Well, you have to think back then. It's like, let them take a couple of, I don't know who was on the list of people they were taking and how you approved that list, but a couple people that you probably don't even know versus your nuclear arsenal, that's going to help you beat the Russians.
Seems like a no-brainer back then.
Yeah. So there's also a reported third meeting. I couldn't track down a definite.
The date varies wildly on the third meeting.
Yeah. There's a reported third meeting that was made by, one former U.S. government consultant had claimed. But there's not really any proof, and there's not really any kind of facts to kind of back it up or information to back it up. So I don't know who he met with. Could have been draconians. Could have been.
I would say I'm going to go with reptilians on that one. Yeah.
Reptilians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what's the one? What's the one that Zell's part of?
Tranguloids.
Tranguloids. Yeah.
Tranguloids. Yeah. That's Linda Moulton Howe's aliens.
Right. So could have been tranguloids. Could have been reptilians.
Right.
Don't know.
So the theories they vary widely from and the dates on the third one, but pretty much Eisenhower was first contact president is the theory. And why do people think, like, how did this start? Like, what's the main theory? How did someone come across, like, all the, he was at his holiday in Palm Springs. He goes missing that night when he's supposed to have a public hearing.
Well, it was stated that he had a dental emergency.
After the fact, right?
Yeah.
That's like, the official story.
Someone said that he popped a tooth cap eating chicken or something.
Fried chicken.
And he had to have emergency dental work that night, and he had to miss his public hearing, and then they presented the dentist the next day.
How nice would that be, Azel? How long you've had no tooth, eh? 8 months? He can get it fixed in
four fucking months.
President of the United States.
Can't afford.
This is the president of the podcast. We can't even get him a fucking tooth.
Dental work's not cheap in Canada.
Fucking
Not covered
start
under.
Start Patreon following here, people.
I'm going to start a new tier on Patreon new for tier. Zell's tooth.
Get Zell a fucking tooth.
No, I can hear it in every podcast I do. I can hear the way I talk just a little bit different because this fucking retainer is in my mouth with a fake tooth.
Well, get rid of the fucking retainer. You look way better.
If I No, but if I take the retainer out, then I have a huge lisp. Huge lisp. It's good. Hilarious, but best. I can't talk with it. It drives me crazy. Okay,
let's unpack this a little. Let's back up here.
Back it up.
So let's get into some just loose theorizing here. In my, like, when I'm thinking about this, and we've been sitting on this for a little bit. I've been thinking, I was like, okay, well, why, like, how the fuck would they get right to the president, right? So obviously there's some, you know, some lower level guys. They're not just like calling the president, like, we're aliens, get over here.
Yeah.
Like, I'd imagine there's like
some meetings.
I imagine there's like that red bat phone, like from the 60s yeah. Batman show. You know what I mean? That they ring to get a hold of.
The like, yeah, exactly. It's aliens, huh?
Yeah. This better be good.
It's the alien phone.
Oh, it's good.
Good, good, good.
But my thing is like right away I was going, I wonder if Eisenhower turned that first deal down because like as I was thinking about it, I was like, same thing. Like, why are you going to the Americans? Like, why? Like, what? I'm not saying that you shouldn't have. I'm not saying that wasn't a good idea. I'm just saying why. Like, why? Out of anyone you go to, why the Americans and why that time? And I'm like, things are gearing up for the Cold War and stuff. And I'm like, it does seem to me like a little bit of a manipulation tactic, right? Of like, look, we can help you with your enemies, right? Like, ooh. We can like, help you.
Well, okay.
Think about the timing, though, right? Like, you know, you have at that point in time, they're the only country and still today that has successfully used a nuclear weapon in war, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones with the most nuclear weapons. And pretty much at that point in time, they are the superpower in the world. It kind of makes sense for me that they would choose the Americans, right? Like, well, they potentially could cause the most damage. And let's say if they were to eventually invade Earth, you know what I mean? Why not take out the biggest...
Infiltrate the prime threat first.
Well, exactly. Pretend like you're there to help, and then you fucking get rid of their best defense systems, and then be like, all right, bend over.
Well, the thing is, though, the first one, though, is the Nordics presented a peaceful offer.
But that's what you think, right? Like, you think they're coming in with a peaceful offer by saying, like, you guys get rid of our fucking your nuclear weapons.
We'll enhance your spiritual being, and then we're coming here and fucking laser you all to death.
Right, because, like, when you think about it, maybe that's what put... Like, maybe this entire time, because, like, you always hear that analogy, like, why would, like, we don't give a shit about ants. We're ants to them. Well, we were probably ants to them until we fucking, you know, used a fucking atomic bomb, and then they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We need to go down here and see what the fuck's going on.
They're not,
you know what I mean?
Like,
well, yeah, we're ants kind of in the way, but, like, we're pretty advanced. Probably as far as species go, we were pretty advanced when they found us, let's say.
Here's my theory about that.
We're a fucking hyper predator. We're crazy. Our species is fucking insane.
I think they would be more worried about us ruining our planet's environment than they would be worried about us fighting them. Because if you are able to travel the vast distances of the universe in, you know, a single lifetime, like these aliens can, you would not be worried about something about nuclear weapons in this. Like, they would not be like a threat to you at all. If you're able to harness the ridiculous amounts of energy that it would take for, you know, instant space travel. So I would think they would be more worried about us blowing ourselves up and ruining our planet, since an Earth-like planet that supports life could perhaps be rare.
It's like if a monkey got a hold of a gun and it was like looking at it, and you're trying to trick the monkey into giving you the gun by giving it a banana. You're like, this is for everyone's benefit that you fucking take the banana and I take the gun because something bad's about to happen. Kind of like that.
Right.
Maybe.
I guess so. Yeah.
I have a little timing thing though. Like why I think it could be the States, forget the nuclear weapons that could well play in. If we go back into Zell's theory of everything, that has recently updated.
Always updating.
Bob Lazar made the claim that they had some sort of archaeological dig. We talked about
recovered
it on that
the
podcast.
Craft. Yeah.
That potentially, like, the Nazis had gone to Antarctica and found something when the Americans and, you know, the Allies won World War II, they discovered some documents alluding to something in Antarctica. They send Admiral Byrd in 47, right, to go Operation High Jump, collect these crafts. They get into some sort of fight. I'm going to say they collect however many crafts, seven to nine. They bring them back. Now they're fucking doing tests. Who's to say that some of those tests, right, they're doing the flight. Roswell's at the end of 47, I believe, if my date's not fucked up. They crash one. They're fucking around. We know they're doing tests on them. What if one of those tests is sending a fucking like SOS, right? Like fucking like when we crash our car and OnStar comes on. Do you need assistance? Do you need assistance? And something's fucking beaming out.
Oh, some distress, so now, some alien distress signal across the galaxy?
Yes, across the galaxy, right? It gets picked up by stuff. By the time they come back, that's how we knew it was coming because they're messaging back. We have their technology now. We're deciphering it, and we know when they're coming. That's why it goes to Eisenhower, like, look, we have this thing. You have to come because we have this lined up. We've been Area 51. We've been fucking around with these things. They've been sending us. They're here. They want to meet. They have a proposition. Maybe they want their fucking ships back. I don't know, right? Maybe it's like, keep the ships, but in turn, we want, like, you know what I mean? It's a little trade. But maybe it wasn't just the one. Maybe it was like a broad signal going out, so we were getting different messages coming back in.
Oh, so we accidentally let the rest of the galaxy know that we're intelligent and we've sending back their own signal from a craft that they brought here a long time ago or something?
Yeah, whether we crash it, like, and it's some weird OnStar shit, or it's like
alien OnStar. Alien OnStar.
The Black Knight satellite picked it up and was like beamed it out.
And beamed it out that we're fucking around with.
Oh, so they've had that satellite here monitoring us, and then we find their technology.
I'm just thinking there's gotta be a buildup. I don't think logically an alien's gonna come and just be like, oh, hello, General. I need to speak with the president, please. He's like, let me get him on the horn. Right? I think this had to be something in the works. I don't think it was an overnight thing. Maybe the timing was off, and that's why it was kind of a rush thing. It's like, we knew this was happening, but it's happening now. We knew it was going to be soon in this window of time, but it's now. We have to do it now.
They make it like the big thing with the conspiracy people are saying, they're saying like it's super weird that he went on this fucking Palm Springs vacation because he just went on a vacation like a week before.
Yeah, but don't presidents like take vacations like more often than you think they would?
I think now they do. I think back then it was a little bit more frowned upon, but now you got fucking old Trumpy going golfing every other week.
Maybe he's meeting with, maybe he's got tons of alien meetings.
If he fucking ever met with an alien, you would fucking know. The minute he did, it would be on Twitter.
Yeah, it's true. Just had the greatest meeting of my entire life. The greatest meeting of anyone's ever had.
The biggest meeting.
I'm putting tariffs on the aliens.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's go back to why is there a conspiracy about Eisenhower doing it? So it's rumored that he had dental, like emergency dental work that night. And that's what happened. But why did all of a sudden people make the jump from, okay, he lost his cap. Okay. Why to aliens? Like, where did that come from? No, answer my own question. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta answer your own question. So I was wondering that too. I like the whole time I was looking, I was like, where's the jump?
So it's
like, I think it's shady, but
I think this case is weird because it's like it's pretty vague, a lot of avenues for the most part. As much as I love it, it's a really cool theory. But what I could find is this guy, Gerald Leitz, wrote a letter and it's been passed around ufology for a while. And he claims to have been, he's a whistleblower. He's claiming to have been at the Air Force Base. Now it's called Edwards Air Force Base, but I think back then it was called Muroc Air Force Base back in the 50s. And I think he had his initial letter and then he had five more letters. And he's pretty much the original source of all the theories of that he met with aliens, because he claims that he was there and he witnessed these Nordic human-looking aliens interacting with Eisenhower. And there was like him and four other people. And he goes deep in his letters of explaining why these four people would have been important, and he tries to make his case for why these other four people would have been there along with himself.
Doesn't he claim that Wernher von Braun was there?
Not Wernher von Braun, actually, but I have it in the notes. Maybe if I can pull it up, I'll put it on the live stream. But that's pretty much the initial story of it. Like, that guy's letters submitted to ufologists is the original thing. And they're saying that pretty much this pact is from something called Project Sigma. You heard of that? Anyone heard of Project Sigma?
No, what's mm-hmm. Sigma?
So Project Sigma was like the CIA or NSA of the time. It was their protocol for contacting alien civilizations. And I guess the story I came across is this started in 53. They picked up through like astronomy, like I'm not sure if it was radio telescopes or what, but they pretty much picked up what they thought was asteroids coming towards Earth. These are from the whistleblowers. I got more whistleblowers, but I'll name them after. They picked up these asteroids coming towards Earth and ended up slowing down and orbiting around the equator. And these are the Greys. And I guess the Nordics, this is in the letters, man. I'll put them in the show notes. But the Nordics came here and they said, like, we'll give you this technology. If we'll help you get rid of these, they call them like evil entities, like the Greys. They're obviously like not friends. So that story was that the Greys came, they're orbiting around the equator. The Nordics came, made first contact with Eisenhower because the superpower of the time. Eisenhower turned them down because, as we talked about, the nuclear arsenal was like we had to have it, or not we, because I'm Canadian, but the states had to have it at the time because it was the start of the Cold War. Like Russia or Soviet Union was testing all the nukes. So like, oh no, we can't disarm ourselves.
Well, here's man, I wonder too if there's something to do with like the Nordic race, them being tall, like long blonde hair, blue eyes. Like it's a lot like the Aryan race that Hitler was trying to make. So I wonder if there's a lot of notes. I wonder, because like Hitler was into all that weird shit and trying to make this fucking super race. And I wonder if some American intelligent was like, I don't think we should fucking trust these guys. I was like, I think they were influencing the Germans.
That was just the last superpower that they tried to work with, maybe, or something?
Yeah, thinking? Like that. They were manipulating the Germans to like kind of do their will, right? And now they have all this writing of like this, you know, this Aryan race, the tall blonde, blue eyes, superior genes. And then they're like, I think we read about you. We'll pass.
Seems a little fishy.
It's just like, knowing like through history and like even before we were in, like I was in Aliens of like the Aryan race, and like Hitler was so involved in that and so like interested. And then you read it, like you go the alien avenue, and then you start reading about these Nordic aliens, and they're described exactly how the Aryan race was described, as the superior race, right? Like,
well, it's a good point, because if you were an alien race and say you did like look like this one sub-branch of humanity who had blonde hair, blue eyes, you could easily manipulate them to be like, hey, like, we're your ancestors, like, you should do this. And they'd be like, oh, shit, so, all right.
Wait, you're saying that he turned down the blonde-haired, blue-eyed aliens, and instead he went with the short, little, wrinkled, gray-looking weirdo,
they're actually
black, pupilist eyes grays. Like, your deal sounds better. You guys are pretty cute.
Well, he's like, holding two blondes.
These
like,
guys
I'm
look like
sorry,
fucking Nazis.
Ladies. Sorry.
These guys don't.
I know. It's the generals. They don't think it's a good deal. I'm sorry.
No, but think about it. Think about, okay, the Greys, the second meeting. Like, you know what? I want to stay with this for a second. I want to know. So that was one thing. Gerald Light's letters are one of the ufology things why people think this is a mass conspiracy. I read this. I don't know. Maybe Dan could say there's something called like the presidential library of each president has like pretty much every meeting they've ever been to and all the letters sent and received, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people started digging into Eisenhower's presidential records, and they couldn't find any report about, they have all his dental records, like all his visits and what he has done, but they couldn't find anything from that day in the presidential records of him getting emergency dental work. But they could find from the same vacation, all the people who like met him when he arrived on airplane, people who sent them flowers, people who like picked up his luggage. They had all the names of everyone except the doctor or the dentist who did the work. And that's why, I mean, it could have been missed. I don't know. But that's one of the, that's why people in the, like the conspiracy started, because they're like, well, everything's here. The flower girl's here. The butler, everyone's in this presidential record except this dentist who was supposed to do this this dental work that actually pulled the president from a public forum. So that's another reason that this conspiracy got started, I think.
Thoughts? It's tough because government's so... Government, like, process is so, like, they probably had all those other names pre-planned, like pre-done, and then this thing comes up and they're just like, well, we didn't have that written down, and they're like, it's fine, it's fine.
Oh, no, fine. No, but they're saying, like, all the people that he didn't know, everyone he was going to meet when he landed there, like on the plane and stuff, it has those people.
Well, yeah, apparently,
but you
the,
have
the
people screened and shit.
Well, apparently the story has also changed over time.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Initially, it was said that he was made a secret trip to Edwards Air Force Base in to view the remains of the aliens that crashed at Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. And then the stories later, that came later, he actually visited with live aliens.
It's true. It does. The story does vary widely, unfortunately, but we're entertaining the idea for sure. So that was first meeting, Nordics, Gerald Light, dental records, the conspiracy starts.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Then it's the next year. Next year, it's Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, I believe, right? And this one, I guess, is more detailed. Like, I guess there is 300 witnesses, you know, to him landing. Was it called Air Force One back then? The plane the president flew in?
I don't know if it's called Air Force One. I don't think so. I think it was called something else.
So I guess in 1955 or so, give or take, could have been in 1954, he landed at Holloman Air Force Base, and about 300 people, go all the stories online, saw him land. And he was actually, like, the Air Force told the towers after he landed to turn off radar. This is the story. Turn off all radar, where three craft came and landed. Or one craft landed, one craft hovered, and one craft, because it was like on the distance, on the, like, the horizon, I guess. And this is where the claims go that he came out of Air Force One, or whatever it was called at the time, met a tall gray alien, boarded its ship for about 45 minutes, and came out after. That goes the story. Thoughts?
Wow, there's no way he's entering a fucking spaceship by himself.
Well, yeah, it doesn't say anything about others, but you're right.
Everything I've read, he went in by himself.
There's no way 300 people saw that, and then it never, only like one person reported it.
That doesn't seem plausible. 300
people, that's a lot of people.
These are the stories online. This is what I could find. But yes.
The internets. The source of all truth.
All truth.
But that's the thing. Like, if it's so easy now, if that first initial story is factual and got out, the way information is passed now, it's so easy to muddy that water. It's so easy, right? You just start putting stuff everywhere of just like little, just change it.
You're telling me that they wouldn't have neuralized all 300 of those people? Come on.
They got the giant industrial size neuralizer.
Yeah.
Or just bring it over to the Washington Monument, that, like the one they have in the Washington Monument.
I'm just saying there wasn't the connectivity between people back then as there is now. Even if there was 300 and they disperse, I'm like, there's some people
didn't
that aren't going to talk about it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they had a citywide. It's in the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
What I'm thinking though is they just line everybody up with the fucking alien to get like a picture. Everybody's like smiling, like, alien. And they just neuralize them all at the same time. Ka-ching.
Now,
could be.
Go ahead, Zell. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is when the pact happened, goes the story. This is when he signed the pact with the Greys, that pretty much the terms of the pact were that neither humans would interfere with the Greys, or the Greys wouldn't interfere with the human activity, except they would help us develop technology like fiber optics. What do you call it? Like those supercomputer chips. What do you call them? Damn, what is it?
Which one? Supercomputer chips?
They're not supercomputer chips.
Microprocessors.
Some type of microprocessors. Yeah, let's go with that. They would trade us technology, and then we would allow them to abduct, examine another implant, or take some DNA from some citizens in the United States, as long as they gave them the names and like the names to the Majestic 12, right? The top secret organization that was in charge of overseeing like the secrecy of the UFO phenomenon. And the public would not be informed. That was the last, they both agreed like public will never be informed. Media will not be informed. The story will stay compartmentalized between different factions of pretty much a secret government is how the story goes. So that's where the treaty with the Greys come. And then about 10 years later, was it 8 years later? When was Betty and Barney Hill? That was the first true.
It was like 1961.
Something like that. That was the first true, like terrifying abduction where the people remembered. They were supposed to, like, I guess in the treaty.
Yeah, 1961.
Too, I guess in the treaty too, they were supposed to say like, if they did abduct people, they would make sure the memories were neuralized. Let's say wiped.
They did a shitty job of it.
And then
they stopped caring.
Yeah. Well, they signed this treaty, gave them the technology, and then they increasingly started abducting citizens and didn't really follow the treaty is how the story goes.
Well,
that's one of the things. It's like,
or what?
Go ahead.
Maybe we didn't follow the treaty like as specified. And so they're like, all right, motherfuckers, well, we'll just start taking people.
Take everybody.
Right? And then you start to get these terrifying encounters.
Why would the aliens even need to make a treaty?
That's true.
Like, if we're ants, like, do you make treaties with ants?
Yeah, but we're not ants. The comparison with ants, I don't think is a good one because ants can't do anything really that we can do.
Do you make treaties with monkeys?
Can monkeys don't build houses or cars or any type of transportation vehicle.
Yeah, but we don't fucking.
We build
interstellar.
We don't interstellar travel, but we do travel. Like we do build stuff.
Okay, here's the
monkeys
thing.
Monkeys travel. You ever see?
Monkeys do sign language.
You drive the power wheels. seen it.
They ride the little bikes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Okay, ants. Monkeys are better than ants. I'm happy. I'm fine with that.
I don't know, can a monkey lift like 10 times its own weight?
Fucking pretty much. You ever seen those little fucks?
They're strong.
Strong as hell. If life at our level and like is rare, which it might be, like even though the universe is vast, even life at our level, it might be a rare thing. It's a possibility. Now, if there's outside interests, right? Maybe they're only making a treaty because they're like, we just don't want you to go the wrong path, right? If these you're going to get exploited, right? You're going to get exploited by these people. They don't give a shit. We can help you, right? We'll give you technology. We'll keep them out of here, right? But you got to do some things for us and we're going to do some things for you.
You got to let us butt probe some people.
Yeah, 100%.
Which they could do anyway. It's like, why go to the U.S. to do it? It'd be like, why can't you just make it with some other country that's like, it doesn't really matter?
Because the U.S. at this point in time is the superpower.
They want to do it with trust because if the Nordics or these other alien races come in and they're manipulating and they get their, like, they sink their little dirty claws into our civilization and start manipulating us, then they're like, oh, it's fucked, right? So it's easier to come forward and be like, look, we're here. This is us. This is what we can do for you. This is what we're hoping you can do for us.
And we're just assuming that these beings have like somewhat similar like emotions as we do. Maybe they just cannot be fucking shitty people or whatever beings. Maybe they have to come down here and, you know, that's not even a thought that comes across their mind.
They're just
honest aliens.
Good aliens.
Yeah.
Like, or, never know. We must make a treaty to abduct your people.
Man,
we
maybe
must satisfy the protocols. Exactly.
Maybe it's a future us. Like a future highly evolved from a very similar race on another planet. And they're like,
then only take American people? That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's all we really know.
No, maybe they didn't just make a pact with America. Maybe they went other places. We don't know the
stories. Maybe they were like, they met with the Americans because they're like, hey, you guys are fucking around with these ships. We're talking to you thinking that you're in charge of everything. We don't know.
Well, I bet you
Nazis.
I wouldn't be surprised. yeah, it was Nazis. I wouldn't be surprised if the Soviets got some stuff, you know? Like,
the Soviets probably had some stuff too.
Like, it seems like
they probably just hedged their bets. They're like, I think these guys are going to win. This is who we're going to fucking talk to.
Or maybe you imagine if they came down and they came down in that time and they gave the US like a super weapon and they gave Russia a super weapon. They're like, you guys both have these super weapons. You use them. You're going to annihilate the planet. You can kill each other. Right. And we've seen the longest era of peace. And I know people are going to argue like, wow, we're in the Middle East. We're in all these other countries. They're like, yeah, but they don't have super weapons.
Well, we already had nukes.
Yeah, but so, come on, nukes why, a big bomb. Imagine weapons, some sort of like some like insane like some let's get a, some alien
right.
stuff like
I'm saying
this will melt the core of
nukes,
the earth.
Maybe the nuke maybe the nuke is alien though.
Yeah.
Oh, they gave us the nuke?
Maybe they gave us the nuke. Not, right? And maybe they're like, not. That was a fucking mistake. We need to take those back.
Yeah, stop with those nukes, idiots. You didn't, you didn't maybe, do it right.
No. Maybe one of the maybe no. the
I'm with Dan on that one, because the nuke it's just, it's like a really big bomb. It still feels human.
That's based in solid theory. We did that.
Yeah. I think if they were going to give us something, it'd be like...
Unless Oppenheimer and crew were a bunch of aliens, Nordics, looked like us, making...
They weren't blonde and blue eyes.
I don't... Like,
could you imagine if they were working with the Germans before, and that's why we brought all the Germans over? Because they're like, we know you were working with these fucking aliens, motherfucker.
Well, and
what
and
they show
they're
you.
Fucking...
They showed us some shit, too.
Well, why would Hitler base his fucking... Like his idyllic fucking person off of someone that looks nothing like him. You know what I mean? He wants to base these people off these fucking aliens that have come down that he thinks
is
the ideal being.
Did Hitler even have blue eyes?
No. Why? I don't know his eyes. He had brown hair though.
Brown hair, brown eyes.
Hazel eyes or something, yeah.
Hazel eyes.
Right? What?
Hazel's like green and
greeny
brown.
Brown.
Greeny brown.
No, I mean, yeah, I know, but I'm like, he had hazel eyes?
I'm pretty sure he had brown
eyes. I
have
no idea. I just remember hearing like he didn't have blue eyes and he obviously didn't have brown hair, so or blonde hair.
Yeah.
And like it makes sense. Like he's
or he dyed it.
Black? Like you think he went through an emo phase? Or?
He did. He was an artist.
Right. He did have the little flip sometimes.
Hitler was an emo alien Nordic. You heard it here first.
Yep. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Got it.
But, okay, so let's look. Could it have happened? I'm going to say 100% yes, because...
I've seen that movie. It happens. It happens for sure.
Maybe
look
the
at the
Nordics,
technology boom.
Maybe the Nordics were never aliens to begin with. Maybe they were just fucking Nazis. Because wasn't Hitler working on some type of flying disc?
Well, maybe. This is a theory. The theory goes with... the hollow or semi-hollow earth, and these people aren't even, these Nordics aren't actually aliens. They are just the advanced humans who went underground before the cataclysm 12,000 years ago. That's a theory I've heard before too. So they're actually, maybe they do have a secret base in Antarctica, like by some volcanic fissure, which keeps it warm underground and they can live there. I don't know.
But why would you fuck with us then? Why would you meddle? Like, why wouldn't you just
well, maybe
be like,
there's not enough of them. Maybe
we're old humans. We're here.
No, maybe they're trying to take over the planet again. They're like, okay, we don't have enough numbers. These guys got
you
nukes.
Could. You could just come out and be like, listen, motherfucker, we're an ancient civilized race 30,000 years ago. Listen to us. And everyone would be like, oh, shit. Okay.
You think, what if there's only like 1,000 of them and you got versus the armies of the world? No chance. I don't care what kind of flying saucer you got.
Yeah, it's true. We just... fucking melt the ice. Well, you know what? Maybe one of those treaties is why we can't go to Antarctica.
Well, the Antarctic Treaty is for no military intervention, right? It's only scientific.
No military.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a
there's tons of like monitoring stations and like science facilities.
Tons, yeah. Like there's always,
science.
I think like 20,000 scientists.
Somebody there.
20,000 scientists that are down there all the time or something like that in all the different bases.
I just look at the technology boom from like that point on, like. The technological boom has just been like on such a steep uphill from that point forward.
Like doubling every year since whenever.
Insane.
First
so I'm like,
computer.
To me, I'm like, is that human or did we just get a leg up? Right? Did we get a little bit of a cheat code? So I don't have to use my rotary phone anymore.
Hey, well, it could be as crazy as if these ETs are that advanced. It could be not, they didn't drop some technology here. They can hack it. They're hacking into brains. They're incepting people with knowledge. Because you know,
and
how
we talked about acquired savant syndrome.
Yeah, you know how like Tesla and stuff. They like he couldn't draw it physically, but he seen it in his mind, and he could just like build these machines. He didn't actually make them. He just like seen them in his mind. Maybe they're planted there. Like maybe AC electricity was the first step the aliens implanted in humanity.
Yeah, because those Nordics were telepathic, right?
Exactly. They don't have to like show you how to work. It just all of a sudden it just appears in there. Like someone just uploads it into your mind, and you're like, oh, I know how to make this generator.
It does put a different twist on like when we think about like back in the day with Tesla and like Benjamin Franklin and how we went for AC/DC instead of fucking whatever.
Edison. Edison.
Yeah, Edison. Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm not a maester, so.
No. You do not
get a maester.
You do not get your own song.
Now, here's the thing. I'm like, well, I was reading that had we gone with Tesla, like a lot of the technology we have wouldn't have worked based on like the having all the electricity in the air and shit. We wouldn't have been advanced if we would have went that route.
It would have required a lot more power is what it would have actually been. Like it would have worked within a certain distance.
I thought like GPS, like I can't remember what it said wouldn't work, GPS or there's some other shit.
No wireless signals, no cellular phone because it would the amount of power I think in the atmosphere would have disrupted all electrical communication wirelessly.
Yeah. So
that's
like
what they say.
Even though it seemed at a time that maybe that was a step in the wrong direction, the long game makes more sense. So when we're talking about the implanting thing and then manipulating things just a little bit, I wonder if those are instances in our history where they've come in and been like, you know, maybe hedged the bets a little bit and been like, nah, right, we're going to go this way, right? We're going to go this other route because it's going to be better in the long run. Because there's no way they're thinking about all that shit.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, could be. Could very well be. Now, what else do we got for why is this such a big conspiracy? Why Eisenhower? Why then? Whistleblowers?
Okay.
I mean, whistleblowers, the whole, it brings it, it's just like, I don't know, it's just a good sounding theory. Like, it's, you got the whistleblowers, you got Dwight D. Eisenhower, you know, World War II hero. They bring in the Majestic 12, they bring in all that stuff. They kind of like, you know, put it all together, little pieces. Like, it's a good sounding theory.
Okay, well, let's
you
talk
know, about... They also had the thing where that night that he was supposed to meet with the Nordics, the Associated Press reported that he had died of a heart attack in Palm Springs, or they had mistakenly reported that. You know, just these kinds of little bits and pieces that make everything sound weird.
So...
all kind of line up.
Eisenhower, old Ikey here, he was, what, the 34th president?
Or perhaps he did die of a heart attack and he was replaced.
Replaced by a fucking alien.
But seriously, like, was Daniel, he's like the 34th president, right? 34th,
35th? I don't know off the top of my head.
I think he's the 34th. I remember reading that. So do you think since they're the next, now Trumpy is what, 44? Were we on 44?
45.
So 44, 45, since then, we've had 10, maybe 11 presidents since old Ikey. Have all these other presidents now been included in this type of information? Do they now know?
Nope. I don't think so.
Yeah, because they can't. There's no way out of these fucking 11 guys has nothing slipped yet.
I think, well, that guy, he wrote a book, Philip Corso. He was called The Day After Roswell. And he's the man who, he claims that, he released it like a year before he died. He was like fucking 88. He went on coast to coast. He told a story. Then he released the book. That he was the guy who was in charge of stewarding the recovered craft from Roswell. And he talks about how, as the years went on, it got more compartmentalized and every little faction had a piece of this information. And then slowly it degraded till everyone just knew a little tiny bit. No one knew the full picture. There was so much disinformation that by the time like the 70s, 80s rolled around, the original story was so fragmented, no one could ever find the truth. And he leaked the story just before he died. He wrote the book. I listened to an audiobook. It's kind of a boring listen, but it is interesting the stuff he says about like how like, oh, someone was in charge of this. Someone was in charge of that. Someone was in charge of that. And eventually after 4, 6, 8 years, those people moved on to a different project. The next person was brought in, but wasn't given as much information. and so on. And after four or five more of those changeovers, you know, it got lost. So, and they always said, like, elected officials are temporary, like, are temporary, right? President, temporary. Why let these guys know?
Well, yeah, and like, I remember, wasn't it, it was Bill Clinton, didn't he make part of his platform that he was going to fucking release all the shit with Area 51?
Probably.
I remember that, and then as soon as he got elected, that shit just disappeared.
Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen, man. But or like, maybe he was fighting to do that, and then all of a sudden they're like, listen, man, you got a blowy underneath the fucking desk. You're out of here.
You're done. Done, son.
I think that was...
I mean, that didn't, like, kick him out of office. He just got impeached.
He was covering up drug deals, like drug drops. Like,
that's right.
He had a lot more going on than just getting blowies in the office. Let's talk about for a second Ike's great granddaughter Laura Eisenhower. Did any of you guys even give 5 minutes to anything she had to say?
I gave maybe 5 minutes.
Like 2 minutes.
She's
that shit crazy.
Yeah, okay. She's, I'm glad you said it, not me.
No, she is. She's bad shit crazy. I was listening to her podcast, or she was on a podcast I was listening to, and like within 15 minutes, I was ready for her to start trying to sell me essential oils.
What was she saying? What was she saying? What's she saying about about it? She talking about the Eisenhower stuff? Or?
Yeah, well, she's trying to profit off of her great-great-grandfather.
It's great-great, yeah, single great. Great-grandfather.
So just great-grandfather. Like, that's... I don't know.
How is she profiting?
She got intrigued because she... She had heard this story, and then she started researching like the family documents, and she found documents that corroborated the story. And then she started speaking about it because she knew. And now she's very spiritual and in tune, and like she does all these weird like spreading divine femininity and all this weird stuff. And she was asked to join a Mars colony.
Her title is, I took
a giant step backwards when I started falling, going into her. I was like, whoa, that's an avenue I'm not quite prepared to go down.
She's a self-titled global alchemist.
Yeah.
Global alchemist.
Yeah. Like I've seen Full Metal Alchemist, which is pretty badass. So
how do I get that title? Yeah.
Well, you're already a maester. You can't have two titles, can you?
Maester Alchemist.
Yeah, she says, from the outcome of this deal has resulted in a shadow government with an insidious agenda to control the population through the use of chemtrails, genetically modified food, false flags, and mind control through the media. Instead of simply a military-industrial complex, Laura Eisenhower says there is an extraterrestrial military-industrial complex that she became aware of through former MI6 operatives. What operatives are talking to Eisenhower's great-granddaughter, Laura, of all people? Just, Laura, I got to tell you something. Your dad was the 34th president 45 years ago, and I've been holding this tight to the chest, and I want to...
That's not what an MI6 is, British intelligence. So
I want to get this off my chest.
That's Australian.
That's Australian, so no. She does do a podcast. Maybe we can get her on. Maybe we can talk to her.
She has her own podcast?
Yeah, she does her own podcast.
Well, not anymore. You guys just beaked her.
I didn't beak her. I said Andrew said she's crazy, not me.
Fuck, Andrew said batshit crazy.
No!
Yeah.
More bad reviews.
I held my tongue.
Fuck.
Laura Eisenhower's just going to blow up our iTunes reviews with one starburst.
Yeah. Andrew is a hater of divine femininity. That's what I heard.
And alchemy.
And alchemy.
Yeah. Not true. I love Full Metal Alchemist. That shit was
good.
Dope.
Shit. Okay, well, let's go through a few more. We got Laura Eisenhower. She said some stuff, right? And, well, you know what? Eisenhower's last speech is the one where he talks about the military-industrial complex. It is a kind of a cryptic speech. At least that one section of it is. I'm not going to play it right now, but if you haven't seen it, go listen to it. It is cryptic,
but I don't know if it's cryptic that it leads me to believe in aliens.
No, it's cryptic. That's the conspiracy of the military, where he pretty much says we've created a eternal arms community where there's millions of people involved in it, and we have to continually go to war, and we should be careful that they do not degrade our democracy through,
right,
pretty much is what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, he already knew the kinds of stuff that was happening because he was already on the verge of, like,
he was signing the checks.
Well, he was on he knew about Operation Gladio, and we talked about that on our other thing, but that was the beginning of the military. That was one of the beginnings of the military industrial complexes. It's like one of those type of deals. So he knew the kind of stuff that was going on.
And then he's warning people to be careful. Ooh, you got to be careful about that.
Yeah, because the military industrial complex pretty much cuts out, like, the president. They don't care about that stuff.
No.
So, you know, felt like it was his. I mean, it doesn't, just because he was the president of the United States doesn't mean he was a bad person.
Wasn't he a genuine guy?
He just said, you guys need to know that, you know,
there's some people trying to do real some weird shit. Yeah,
Wasn't he a military guy though? Too?
Yeah, he was like
a five-star general
of the Allied forces in, like, Europe.
Like, how many other five-star generals have become president? I'd be
curious. Wait, what?
Probably
what is
none.
He?
Like,
yeah,
what
he's
is
a five-star
he?
Five-star general.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah, he's a badass.
What'd you say he was?
A five-star general.
Based on how many reviews?
How many one stars? Where's he can no way he could have more than a 4.2.
Yeah. We're not even a 5-star podcast.
Some bullshit.
That's my
Tell fault. Me he didn't get one star? That's it?
One
well,
star?
Well, we also didn't command Allied forces in World War II, so.
Okay. He's still 5 stars? Does it stop once he passes away? There's no more ratings?
Well, when they give us command of the Earth forces in World War III, when we fight the extraterrestrials, then maybe we can get that extra star.
I think we need
really
more
know.
In charge of Space
I don't know
Force.
How the stars work, but...
You know what? Now that you just said that, Dan, I have to talk about another whistleblower. General Douglas MacArthur. You ever heard of this guy?
Yeah, the name rings a bell for sure.
I shall return.
So he pretty much...
Pretty sure that's him, yeah.
He pretty much made a speech that he said... I wrote it down here, but I can't even read my own writing, but I'm going to try. Okay, the nations of this world will have to, what do we got here? Will have to unite for the next war will be an interplanetary one. The nations of Earth must someday make a common front against attack by people from other planets. That motherfucker said that and quoted.
Yeah, MacArthur was also getting a little crazy at the end of his.
This was in 1955.
Career. Huh?
1955. No,
his career went kind of nutballs. He wanted to nuke Korea. That was his thing.
Well, probably a whole bunch of people did.
When we were in the Korean War, he's like, let's just glass them. Just nuke them. All of them. You know? That was his plan. He was kind of losing it.
It's kind of weird we didn't.
When did he die?
Use nukes more after?
How old was he? In 1955, he must have been not fucking ready to die.
No, but he was already, let's see, 1955. MacArthur.
Anyways, he's one of the guys along with Philip Corso who pretty much is saying in Aliens and not. Now we can go to a different country too. We can bring in our boy, Paul Hellyer from the Great White North. He was a Canadian defense minister and he says four types of aliens that they know of are visiting this planet right now on national news. This motherfucker said it a bunch of times.
So I don't doubt that there's some sort of deal. Dan brings up good points of, like, why would they deal, right? But I'm like, there's something to it. When I look at all the facts and I look at, like, all the weird stuff that happened around that time, the boom afterwards of both UFOs, the, like, technology advancements, it all kind of, like, lines up. It makes sense to me. Like, it makes sense. I don't think it's grasp of straws. I just think we're missing some vital information to make it all stick together perfectly.
Yeah, we're like, obviously no one really knows, but like weird shit has been happening for a long time and then it gets unfortunately fragmented so many different ways it's impossible to tell what actually happened.
It blows me away that these people come out and they're like, this is it. This is what's happening. And we're like, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. Motherfucker. Fuck that guy.
But I'm trying to think. I'm like, it's hard because I'm not old, but I'm like, when I'm old, I'm like, try to think to my future self. I'm like, would I have the balls to like just go on TV and just like make a bold fucking lie like that, like on national TV?
Bold lie.
After a lifetime of like public service and shit and like military to just be like.
Depends how lucrative it is for you.
Yeah, well, Paul Allen's not fucking. He was not rolling in bank. He's not Scrooge McDuck now diving in coins. Like, well, he's just fucking a regular guy. He did that out of the blue. It's not like he was like.
Does he have any books?
I'm going on Paul Allen's. Oh, that's a good question. That's a very good point.
Why do you have to write a book though?
Because that's why he's fucking pumping his tires. No, and he's like, yeah, check out my book.
Andrew,
it's dropping next month.
That's a real good point. Because if he had a book released and then he's going on the news saying this, and then it's like all of a sudden you can find Paul Allen's book.
Paul Hellyer?
Paul Hellyer, yeah.
Did he write a book?
I'm looking right now.
Paul Hellyer book. Paul Hellyer book.
And if there's one released coinciding with when he said that, I'm going to be very upset. Oh, he's written a lot of books. All right.
UFOs are as real as airplanes.
Yeah, because the thing is like you write a book and you release it. People are going to read it. And then by the time somebody actually, you know, investigates it or takes the time to be like, I need to go investigate this and figures out, you know, something to either debunk or disprove any of your stuff in the books, by the time they find that out, nobody cares.
Yeah, but what if you can't disprove what he said? What if you can't disprove what he said? Maybe he wrote it when he was old.
That's even better because if there's nothing, like if there's actually nothing, then how do you disprove nothing?
I know, but exactly. At the same time though,
prove it. Like what do you have other than your fucking word?
Yeah, what if you're telling the truth? No one's going to believe you. That's what we're saying. Like what if like you spent your whole life in the Air Force or in the military and you've seen these things and on your deathbed you're like, I can't hold it anymore. I'm going to write a book. And everyone's like, oh, this guy's just trying to make money when he's old.
Yeah, don't wait till your deathbed. But then if you're going to disclose shit, do it while you're part of it.
Yeah, but,
but here's the thing. I think there's a real fear of death.
Yeah, I get that. But
death,
if
and imprisonment and monetary penalty, it's a real thing. Is it not down in the...
So how come none of these people have like pulled off the really simple idea of a dead man switch? You know? Like if I die, information will be released. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to release little bits of whatever. And you can't stop me because if you do, then I will release. Everything. Like if something happens to me and I don't make a phone call every Tuesday to this to somebody at this, you know, whatever, or I don't report to some, you know, I would be like, you know, I don't mail a letter to a certain place at a certain time.
Yeah, and then they're like, you know what?
Dan,
we just found some kid porn on your computer.
Dan, how many dead man switches do you have?
Yeah, Dan, how many dead man switches?
Let's go.
What do you got?
I'm a maester, so I have at least like five.
Yeah, at least five, yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying it doesn't matter. Like, even if you were to do that, they'd have you arrested on like some kid porn charges or something, and you'd just be locked up. That's it. You're locked up. And they're like, they're probably like, fucking release it. We don't give a shit. We'll muddy the water so much. No one will be able to tell what the fuck you wrote or what we wrote.
I'd be like, it's the shit. Then what they have must not be that good.
Well, exactly. Like,
I'm saying like in a case like this, in the UFO field, there's just so many people that are saying stuff and everyone's just like, oh, they're all crazy. But they all kind of say the same thing sometimes.
Yeah. Well, why wait till you're 88 and fucking senile?
Well, a lot of people don't wait till they're 88. William Cooper, Naval Intelligence, 1970-73. He's the guy who broke that Project Sigma was a real thing. What we're talking about. That was the agreement, the contact of alien civilizations. This guy was like privy. Well, he claims to be privy to information that led him to find out that it's true. Who knows, but they all kind of say the same thing. So
it's all the fucking same. No matter what conspiracy we do, it's all the same. I have no doubt in my mind that aliens exist for sure, but I don't believe any of this fucking shit because I haven't seen anything. Like, show me something tangible. Give me something, right? Give me some fucking evidence.
That's the easy way out. Charles Snuggs, 1991, claimed that his father was with Eisenhower in 1954 on the day that he met the aliens. And that's
claims.
All. I'm just saying.
Paul Hellyer, one going
I'm just
back
saying
to Paul
claims.
Hellyer.
Claims ain't nothing. Words are cheap. Actions
Paul,
are what
talk is cheap, motherfucker. Let's
John Lear, son of the guy who created the Lear jet, he also claims. What's that guy from Skunk Works? What the motherfucker said? Seth, what's his name?
Shostak?
Not Seth Shostak, no, unfortunately.
No, Seth Shostak.
That guy said fucking we have the technology. They pretty much said like science fiction, science fact. A lot of people. Robert Dean was a master sergeant, and he's another guy who claims that there was four species, same as Paul Hellyer, the Greys, the Nordics, the Tall Greys, and the Reptilians. Phil Schneider, the motherfucker from the underground bases, got his fingers melted off. He had... Bleh, bleh, melted off. What do you have? Like something like that, right? Something like that.
He claims. Probably like that.
They all claim. I don't know. They're all crazy. Or some. If they're all crazy, maybe. But something's going on.
Just a little viewer note here, or a listener note. Before we started this one, we were like, we don't know if we have enough to do a whole one. Let's bring some more topics to the table. And we've done a fucking hour on this one, just theorizing on shit. Unbelievable.
It's a cool theory, man. I love the theory. I think it's fucking awesome.
I agree. I think it's really
secret
cool.
Secret government deals with aliens is neat.
It's one of the coolest things.
It's, yeah, why not? I mean,
does anyone have any other things, or should we get on to some other business?
That's it. It's really hard to go any more detailed because it's so sporadic in the tellings of the stories that it's impossible.
Ike, at least.
I got
one other thing.
We'll
probably dig into some other presidents later.
I've got one other thing to say kind of on this topic, but we'll save that for after hours. So if you want to hear that, head over to our Patreon, get on our after hours to hear that. But now let's get into some space news.
Oh, space news. I got to play the song. It came out of nowhere. Here it comes.
Space news.
Be on your toes.
Well, we got to talk about the plans. Some people have asked, are we going to be at Area 51 September 20th for the official let's storm Area 51 to see them aliens? They can't stop us all. They can, motherfucker.
They can stop you all.
There's not enough. Even a million people, there's not enough.
No. Here it is. If actually a million people showed up, they probably couldn't stop you. But the thing is, there's no way a million people could get there if they tried. You wouldn't be able to get through the airport and the road and cars. Impossible. No. You'd never be able to get a million people there. Yeah, if you got 10,000 people there, that would be impressive.
Where would they even park?
You're down the road? You're just driving in the desert. You're just parking in the desert at that point.
I'm going to give everyone that's planning to go to that event some great advice some old lady at the Alien Inn gave to me. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. Everyone's real serious around here. Don't be stupid.
We already went.
Yeah, we've seen it.
We've seen it. We've been there. We've done that. We're going to the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, yeah. We're storming the
Brayden's
triangle.
Already dressed for it. He's already got the stuff for it. Like, we're going.
Bermuda.
Come on, pretty mama.
Anyway.
Tiago, Montego, girl, you want to make it to the distance.
Take it slow.
And then we'll take it slow. That's where she wants to go. Yeah, I couldn't really remember that one. Anyways, if you're going, it'd be a cool event to go, but like, be fucking careful. They killed a guy when
don't
we
go.
Were there just before.
Don't fucking be
literally
stupid.
Shot a don't
guy.
Go.
It literally
do
shot
it.
A guy.
Why would you do it? Just don't.
Couple days.
So listen, some people are gonna go. It doesn't matter what we say. I'm just saying, don't be stupid. Right?
You know, do it.
This is what's gonna happen. This, say, 10,000 people show up. I don't think they're gonna have to shoot anyone because I bet you what they have is they have those fucking hypersonic sound fucking weapons that make you feel like your head is on fire from the inside. Everyone's gonna drop to their knees and they're like, turn around.
Tear gas.
Yeah. I mean,
non-lethal.
Bean bags are real effective.
Yeah, tear gas. There's going to be some people who show up with fucking respirators, though. Self-contained respirators. They won't get tear gas. They'll be all right, but.
Bean bags.
How many? What, you got 10, do you think they got 10,000 bean bags rounds ready to go?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Rubber bullets.
Rubber 10,000? Bullets. Yeah. Through a Gatling gun.
And think about it. Think about how many trigger happy people you have working at Area 51 that don't get to do fuck all ever.
Yeah, oh, and how happy like, they are to just come. Run people off that please. Dirt road.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're
actually,
like,
they're
cross
like,
the line, motherfucker.
I think
cross
I saw
it.
A couple Twitter posts and stuff of people like army guys like you have to go to special meetings because of this. They're like, I have to go to extra shit on the weekend because you people can't stay the fuck away from Area 51. Which is like that's something that would happen in the military. It's just like you get stupid meetings for stupid shit.
So that's, anyways, like I said, just if you're going, take pictures,
don't
get us some alien tech, send it our way.
Don't die.
But,
don't get the pie.
Stupid.
Don't die.
Don't get the pie. Bring your own pie.
Don't get the pie from the Alien Inn.
Bring
or
your
the
own
burger.
Food.
Bring your own. That's
your own,
excellent
your own
advice.
Food. That's what I, that's the advice, best advice we can give you.
Yeah, 100% bring your own food. I got NASA drops insane map of 4,000 planets outside of our solar system.
That's dope.
In just a few decades, this is actually crazy. When I was a kid, there was no planets. Like, there was no, like, Goldilocks play. It was like, nah. And now we, there was, like, we didn't know. It was like, yeah, there could be other stuff. There has to be. Now there's, we can't turn our fucking head without finding planets. Like, we're finding planets everywhere. So it's a really cool time. And I, man, NASA posted on some other spaces, NASA posted some unbelievable photos of the Milky Way to celebrate the Chandra X-ray Observatory's 20th anniversary. And unbelievable photos. Go check them out.
Check them out.
But I'm saying this because I look at these photos and they're so fucking spectacular. And I cannot wait for that James Webb telescope to get in fucking space.
When's it, 2022 now or something, though?
2022, yeah. I can wait, man. I can wait. Hubble's been up there for so long. This is going to be some fucking 4K Ultra HD galaxy photo. It's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable, the shit.
It's going to be like the jump from 4G to 5G wireless technology.
Yeah, it's going to be like, when did the Hubble go into space?
I don't know, 90 something?
Yeah. It's going to be like having a TV from the 90s and then being like, you know what? It's time for a new TV. Let's go buy a new one. And just
CRT
being like,
to like plasma screen. Like,
yeah.
LED.
8K.
Blacker blacks.
True blacks. 1,000 blacks. So many blacks. You're like, I thought there was one black. They're like, no. There's a million blacks. No. They're all different blacks.
Different shades of black.
So that'd be like, that just made me think I had to talk about that again. What else I got here?
We got to talk about, SpaceX Dragon.
Oh yeah. What's up?
Third docking at the space station, a new record for a private company.
Nice. Oh, nice.
And then that was 2 days ago upon recording this. And just 2 hours ago, the live video, I watched it of it touching back down safely.
Nice.
Reusable rockets, man. It's so cool. They just fucking land back down. They could ship them off again in 24 hours.
It's cool because, like, you know, late 80s, early 90s kids now are now scientists. So these, our generation nerds are in charge of naming these things. So we're getting fucking
Dragon.
Dragon.
Falcon Heavy.
Yeah, like fucking badass. Mm-hmm.
And then you got NASA with their big their space launch system. Like, that's fucking lame. Yeah, call it something
super
cool.
Lame.
It's because it's cooler. Government, man. They can't offend anyone. So they're like, what's not going to get anyone
launch
in trouble?
System.
Say exactly what it is.
I know we got some listeners who work at NASA, more than one. So, come on, name.
Well, NASA's just trying to avoid those one-star reviews.
Yeah, it's true.
Keep it PC.
Yeah,
I understand why.
You know, yeah, 100%. You can't. Yeah,
they've already got to deal with flat earther one-star reviews. So
yeah,
I made anybody else more angry.
They just get so many messages a day from flat earthers. Debate me. Debate me.
I guarantee they do. I would like. That's like a fact. I would just. Assume that's a fact. It's every day.
Sure. Anyone else have any other space news?
Nope, that's all I had. Just the Falcon Heavy, Falcon Rocket. All
right, I got a UFO case file of the week. Why don't you,
case file of the week?
Yeah, cue on. All right,
cue it up.
Well, cue it up. Just cue the music. Don't even turn the system on. Just cue the music. I got one ready.
You got one ready? All right.
Yeah.
It's gonna print. It's still gonna print to you though.
Yeah, it's get it printed. What a waste of paper! I told you I already had it. But.
Hemp paper, buddy. I
what
said
are you
hemp paper.
You gotta save trees.
What do you got?
This is a fan submission, so I'm giving these ones priority now. So if you want your story heard, send it to alientheorists@gmail.com, and I will read your submission live on the air. Good or
horribly,
bad?
Horribly.
Punctuation. I don't care. You send it. I'll read it. Let me just check. I got to pre-read this just a little bit. Make sure he said if he said to use his name. I'm not going to use his name.
Don't
clarify
use his
at
name.
The top if you want me to use your name in your stories. I will. I'm going to default to not using names. I'm going to make up names, and his name's going to be Sylvester.
Sylvester.
I don't know. It just came to my head.
Sure.
Good. Back in 2005... I was with my family at our cabin in North Carolina. I was in the 10th grade at the time and took a friend with me on this particular trip. Our cabin is located right beside a creek known as Deep Creek. It's real shallow.
Real shallow creek.
That is about 30 to 40 feet wide. Great for tubing, but also has a background rooted in Native American history. Although I don't have a lot of knowledge about that, So one night, my friend and I walked up the creek from the cabin to a small sandy area we referred to as the beach. Across the creek from this point is a campground that is usually pretty busy this time of year. It was late and there wasn't much activity going on at the campground. So we are standing on the beach enjoying the silence when all of a sudden I see a bright orange orb hovering over some trees on the campground side of the creek. I start thinking to myself that I felt I was being watched and observed by whatever this was. I tell my friend exactly that. Only that. He replies that he felt the same thing, even though we hadn't even discussed seeing the orb in the first place. At this point, it begins to move across the creek and towards us, making no noise at all. Freaked out 15-year-old selves start to run back to the cabin. At one point, I turn and see that it is following us, but staying over the creek. Once back to the cabin, we looked around for a bit, but found no trace of it. That's all. We have discussed it since, but never came to any conclusion on what it might be. Ooh, some weird, creepy following orbs. Cool. Send me your stories if you got fan stories, because you never know. Your story might be very similar to someone else's, and you know, you can reference that if you've had a very similar experience to some of you here. So send them in, alientheories@gmail.com.
Ooh, yeah.
What else we got?
We got something that we kind of subtly did in the last case file that we didn't really mention. Prolapsers vanished.
I feel like we've mentioned that in the last nine podcasts.
The reason we didn't mention it in the last one is because we fucking mention it every single time. And we're like, let's just stop mentioning it and just move on.
Yeah, but we never mentioned what the new name was. We just said it out of the blue.
Yeah, so?
Theorite of the week.
Woo!
Oh, I'm doing the same thing then. Fuck you guys. Bunch of dicks. I'm going to give Theorite of the Week to myself, probably.
Theorite of the Week goes to Zell for having to deal with our dumbass.
Every fucking
motherfuckers
weekend.
Over here all the time.
Goddamn week.
Should see the audio files I get in the email. Unbelievable. No, Theorite of the Week. The second one of all time. Chris Mott. And for the reason I'm giving him Theorite of the Week, he is the top person on our Facebook group. He's had like hundreds of comments, likes, interactions.
That a guy.
Yeah, so bro. Pretty
much, so much quality stuff on our Facebook
man,
page.
There is so much, guy. So many good memes popping up on the Facebook group.
It's really funny.
Oh, it's so good, man.
It's pretty good. Lots of good photos too. A lot of photos of people wearing our shirts and junk. It's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I fucking love that. That's my favorite thing when people send us shit,
like, we didn't start.
Or they're like, posts are like, listening to my boys, like, and it's in their car. Like, I love that shit.
It's so dope. Like, we didn't even start this group to like a few months ago, and it's already grown. We're well over 1,000 people now, and it's fucking sweet.
I almost said like 2K, I think.
I have no idea. It's well, it was over 1,000 last week, so I don't know. It's growing fast.
Get in there, get on the ground floor.
And we actually had so many new listeners in the last month listening to episode one, like thousands. Cool. Weird.
Ooh,
I don't know.
And then they didn't listen to any more.
And they didn't listen to episode two.
Oh, but hey, did we add the little preamble where we're like, listen, it gets better.
No, we haven't yet, I don't think.
Oh, shit.
We'll get there. That's it. Theory of the week.
Let's get, July's been a good month for Patreon supporters. We got a bunch of new ones. We got Slim Buddha, 69. Amanda Windress.
Slim Booty.
It's Slim Buddha, not Slim Booty.
Oh,
Slim Buddha, 69, you pervert.
Still is cool. Slim Buddha's probably fucking, he's a babe.
Juan Herrera. Sarah Anderson. Oh, I shouldn't have read that one. Whoops. You deleted, but you snuck one in on me.
Thanks for nothing. Just kidding.
Thanks for, yeah. Renee Sanchez. Johnny Kuhn. I think Johnny Kuhn is our boy who does Conspiracy Cafe.
New podcast. Go check him out.
Go check him out. It's good stuff. Christopher Randolph. And I think that's all. I think I'm getting back in. Nope. Chris Mott.
Chris Mott.
Jessica
that's
Gomez.
That's not the prolapse. That's the Right of the Week. Chris Mott. He's also a patron. Boom. Yeah. Look at that. What a beauty.
Merrick. It's hard to say. Zach Zinger. And let's go one more. Parker Kuk. No, actually, hold on. It's actually Parker Kike. And I know this because Parker Kike messaged us and he goes, my last name is pronounced Kike. Can you get Andrew to say it?
Not happening, buddy.
There comes some more one stars. Oh, here they come.
Thanks, Parker. When I read that, it gave me a good laugh. Sorry, I kind of forgot. And then when I saw your last name, instantly remembered. That's all for now. There might be more if we missed you. We'll get you eventually.
Eventually.
What else we got? That's it? Up this one
got,
up?
You got any, want to read some reviews or?
No, have we passed the storm of fucking one stars?
No.
Is it safe?
Okay, I will, yes, there were some nice ones. I'm going to read some, but I'm going to preface this with, I wasn't reading some five stars and stuff because it was turning into a little bit of people using five stars to get mad at people making one stars and then people doing one stars.
Get mad at people making five stars.
Five stars.
You should actually have a chance to read through it. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah,
it's entertaining for everybody but me.
I just wasn't in that. I 100% I like reading the one star reviews. I like sometimes they're very critical. And because people listen to us talk to each other, every now and then one hits real close to home and you're like, ooh. That hurt. You're like, ooh. So,
we can take it.
But they're but I love the love from people. So let's read a couple. Came for the conspiracy, stayed for the random. A five-star review from Sage Anthony. My fiance recommended me this podcast a couple of months ago, and I have binged through all the episodes. So much better than a lot of the other conspiracy podcasts out there. Well, buddy, we got a ton of friends, and you probably haven't listened to them. Got to give them a try, too. They have found a way to keep you coming back week after week, never knowing what you're going to get, and I love it. From messed up EMT stories to random drunken hijinks and conspiracies being broken down in a way that doesn't make you feel crazy. They do it all. And the best part, no ads ever.
Boom.
Got another one here from USA. Obsessed. This is five-star review from I Saw a UFO and I Like It. Liked it.
That's a good A.
That's good shit.
That's quality.
I started listening to the show after seeing a UFO myself a few months ago. I was instantly hooked. I've learned about so many things from listening to this. Also, I love that you guys look how you sound, except Mr. Conspiracy. Followed his Instagram and found out he's actually kind of hot.
Oh, Mr. Conspiracy.
That's bad news for the rest of us because none of us were mentioned in that.
We were not mentioned to be good looking. So,
that's bad. You guys look how you sound.
You guys look like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Pretty much had the rest of you pegged. I would never have guessed that. Anyways, keep up the good work, boys. Cheers. Boys on the Track, five-star review by I'm from Arkansas and graduated from Benton, which is the next city from Bryant. This is the first story I've heard of this, but by far not the first I've heard of trafficking through Arkansas or the Clinton kill count. There's a lot of suspicion from Bill. That wasn't me that spelt suspension, but I realize he's saying suspicion. It's not me. I
did
can
a quick
read.
One.
Sure, Brandon, whatever.
Very quick.
Whatever, Brandon.
From Bill and Hillary surrounding a lot of their activity. As far as the drugs go, I'm not sure, but the mob used to use Hot Springs, Arkansas as a hideout and could still have a connection to the drug trade going on today. This goes on a little bit more. Message us on our Instagram, Facebook. We can talk about this.
Yeah.
This is just discussing the case file. We love to do it. Send it to our Facebook. I'll read one more. Amazing. 5-star from http.digital from USA. This show is everything you ever need in life. Forget food, water, companionship, breathing. Leave it all behind.
Don't forget those things. You need those.
I found this show on accident one day, and I've become absolutely addicted. I wake up, ATT, walk my dog, ATT, feed my pet, Chitlulu. Chitluhu? How do you say that word, Dan, the weird octopus thing?
Cthulhu?
Cthulhu. You guessed it.
Well, technically, it's Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. You guessed it, ATT. Honestly, these guys have even convinced me of a few theories and shed light on some interesting concepts and ideas. I recently graduated, so while prepping for college, go Bruins. I listen to these guys. It's so awesome. It feels like me and my buds chatting up about events that just don't quite make sense. Guys, seriously, go listen. It is amazing. Oh, and if this gets read on the podcast, shout out to my dog, Bullet.
Bullet. Oh,
he's also addicted to ATT. Yeah, Bullet. What a nickname. Bullet.
Bullet.
Eyes of beauty, I bet.
Yeah.
Wait, is this dog? Like the actual dog, like a dog?
Maybe. I wasn't sure if it's a dog.
Tulu.
I bet if his dog's named Bullet, bet that motherfucker's fast. If it's his buddy named Bullet, that's a
probably fast too. That's
a cool nickname.
Cool nickname, bro.
Unless he's fast in the sack. That's why they call him Bullet.
1-2 pump. All right.
That's all I got. I'm not gonna read anymore. We got a bunch more. We'll read some more.
Cool. I'm gonna play I'm going back to playing music at the end of the podcast. We took a little break there. So if you've sent any music to the podcast in the last few months, please resend it because I've lost it.
Wait, one other thing. Those of you who watch the videos of these and are like, we don't want a video stream, we want a podcast. This is just extra stuff we're doing. This will always come out as a podcast as well. Just usually, I'm going to say a week after the
video podcast comes out.
So this will always be a podcast and all this will be a podcast. Zell just makes it pretty.
I don't want to have to see your guys' faces when I listen to you talk.
No, we get it. No one should. Yeah.
None of us are Mr. Conspiracies over here. I don't think anyone wants to.
So this week for my song of the week, this is a band I recorded. There's a local band here from just outside of Kelowna called Orb Scepter Throne Rock Band.
That's a fucking badass name.
Any band with a three name like that, like, you know, just three random words, Orb, Scepter, Throne. Good fucking band. The song's called Devil, and that's it. So we'll play it. End of the podcast, Brayden, anything else? Or sign it off?
Nope. And as we always say at the end of these, keep those eyes on the skies.